Hello there.
Hi.
Okay, you've been traveling.
It's true. Not as exciting as India, but I went to Seattle for 24 hours.
Yes.
I had a plane event.
Oh my God.
A romantic plane event. Well, actually, it was perfect because, okay, so it was very like romantic comedy moment.
Okay.
So I'm at the gate and I see this guy and like we both kind of double take. But then I go back to sit at my seat and I'm with my cameraman, Dean, who's like, my age and like cute. And I'm like, oh, this guy's gonna think this guy's my boyfriend or my husband.
Sure,
and so this isn't gonna happen. Not that like, you know, I thought he was gonna come up to me, but I was like, okay, well now it's certainly not.
So do you make kind of gross faces at Dean?
Yes, I will.
It's just like, ugh, like you're so annoyed.
That's funny. I did like kind of stand and like was on my phone a lot. Like we're work friends.
We're not together.
We're not together. And then I fly a lot, so I get upgraded to Comfort Plus, and Dean didn't. And of course, we joke about it all the time. I'm like, bye, when I get called and he has to stay behind. And so then I was like, oh, this guy now probably knows, like, we're not, I mean, maybe, so, would you? Okay, wait.
Oh.
If you're in a relationship and your partner gets upgraded, do you take the upgrade or do you stay behind?
If I get upgraded.
Yeah, if you get upgraded, but your partner doesn't. What's
fuck?
The-
I would stay behind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even if it's...
Well, is it a trip to India? Then no. Sorry. Every
yeah.
man for himself.
Right. And if you're mad at the person, it's inappropriate. You should want them to sleep instead of being stuck in economy. But yeah, it's a tough... It's interesting. Or I think probably the chivalrous thing to do if you're the guy is to give the upgrade. Like... If your boyfriend takes the upgrade, but you're left behind.
Yeah, that's rough. I think everyone has to stay behind.
Oh, okay. All the time.
I think so. I mean, even if I'm traveling with a friend and we're booked together, and then if one person got an upgrade, I would...
No, you have to take it. If your
I guess
friend,
it depends on the circumstance.
I mean, you have to be like... like your attitude is more important than the, like if you're you act like ugh God this sucks.
I mean I don't really know what I'm saying because I definitely like when I fly with friends often I fly in first class
separate. Yeah,
yeah. I guess I just imagine like we both have the same tickets. We're next to each other. That's
right.
Okay. If you're next to each other and then you get an upgrade and you're planning on hanging out the whole flight, it's kind of a bummer to ditch. It depends on where you're going, how long the flight is.
That's right. If the upgrade to first class is a smaller flight,
yeah.
it's like, okay, let's just, you know. But then I think you can also share in the benefits of business class by bringing them snacks and
sure.
bringing them drinks. I'm sure you're not allowed, but hoard a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then share so that there's class solidarity.
Okay, so now we're saying if me and you are ever traveling and this happens— we're allowed to take the upgrade.
Yes. And by we're, you're definitely, but yes, I would be upset if you didn't. That would be my position. I don't need to hang out with people on flights.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm watching my movies. I'm reading my books. Like, I mean, we're not like 11, you know, like
right.
we can hang out when we get off the flight.
It's true.
Flying sucks. If you have the ability to have a better experience, do it.
Okay,
okay so I'm glad we sorted that out.
That.
Okay, so then I go to my seat and then I'm looking for a plug for my phone because it's out of power. And I can't find, there's only like a plug in the middle seat, not under my seat. And so I'm kind of like rustling around. And then who do I see sit right in the aisle?
Oh my God.
My boyfriend.
What's he look like?
My gay boyfriend.
He's gay?
No, gay.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
Twist.
This changes a lot.
A gay husband would be kind of great.
I have one.
It's true.
Yeah,
you speak from
great.
Experience. He's like a good looking our age man. Like he's probably like 40, but
okay.
like very spry and like athletic and like hot.
Oh,
like
nice.
Very, very, but also like seems like a good person guy. Like not like a hot, like you're an asshole, like hot,
okay.
like you would stay back with me.
Wow.
If you got an upgrade kind
okay.
of guy.
Those
you
got
are the
a lot
vibes.
From that.
Yeah. But also I was kind of right. Everything I kind of assumed about him, well, not everything. Anyway, he sits down. Then I'm like, wow, how funny. But then I'm like, oh, but there's going to be a person between us. So there goes my chance. But then I'm truly struggling with this plug situation. And so I look up to him and I'm like, am I nuts? Like, is there no plug? Is there one under you? Like, is it just not under my seat? And then he was like, you're not crazy. Which I love that he validated.
That was his opening line.
That was his opening line.
You love that.
We love when men tell us we're not crazy. It's huge. And then, even better, he was like, if the thing doesn't work or someone comes and sits down, like, I always travel with the battery pack and you can use it. Oh. So he's prepared.
But could be controlling.
Oh, interesting. Why? Because he wants his phone to be charged?
He's just like, has a lot of his ducks in a row.
Oh,
in a good, look, so far so good, but it could lean. I'm just saying. I wonder if he's a Virgo. Did you get his birthday?
I did. He is a Pisces, which was shocking to me because men who are Pisces, we as a society know what that can lead to. I'm a female Pisces. Like, we're not. But a guy, it's kind of known.
Really?
That men who are Pisces can be, if they haven't gone to therapy, they can use their emotions for
dangerous.
Yes, behaviors. Danger. Wait. I'm obviously generalizing, but I do have PTSD.
But do Pisces tend to get along with other Pisces? Are they compatible?
Yeah. My mom is a Pisces. I do have like a lot. I do know a lot of Pisces. I think we're compatible. I have never found that romantically it's a good match.
Okay.
Because I need someone who's not
grounded.
So much. Yeah, exactly.
As we've talked about.
So then I'm sitting there and then we're both like on our phones. But I'm like, this guy wants to talk to me. Like, I know. Like, I just could tell.
Wow.
And then no one sits in the middle seat.
That's so, meant to be. This is a meet cute.
Oh my God.
I love meet cutes.
And then it got even more meet cutie where they come around with the snacks. And in Comfort Plus, they kind of have a tray now of snacks. So you can like pick one out with your own hands instead of them like handing it to you like you're in daycare. And so the flight attendant approaches us with the snacks. I'm barely touching the package of pistachios and the entire snack tray falls to the ground.
Oh my God.
And then there's snacks like 30 to 40 to 50 packages of like just from everything from pistachios to chips to chocolate bars. And then we're picking them up, our hands touch.
Oh my God.
Because
did you do it on purpose?
No.
Tell us the truth.
Look, I kind of knew that maybe our hands were going to touch. I didn't shy away. And then we're laughing, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a ditz.
Oh God, Liz. Did you use that word ditz?
I didn't say ditz.
Okay,
no,
okay,
it just
good,
was
good.
Very romantic. Connie was like, oh my God, this thing happened. And then he's like, oh, it could have happened to anybody. And like, we'll probably find some snacks under our seats mid-flight. Like, it'll be great. Like, and then we just start talking, and we talked for the entire flight nonstop.
Really?
2.5 hours.
Wait, this was going or coming back?
Coming
home?
Back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he lives here?
So there's a moment where we're talking and I'm like, I see a photo of a child on his screensaver.
Could be a nephew or a niece.
The screensaver tells you more about a man than if he has a ring on his finger, honestly. If it's a dog, you're good. Like, he's definitely not married.
What's on your phone screen?
It's the boys.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kids, right?
Wow.
Or their wife or partner.
I feel like it's a little weird if you have just a picture of your wife, unless it's the two of you together. If it's just plain your wife, I find that weird.
I kind of agree. I don't think I've ever had a photo of
just Natalie as your screen.
Oh, really? I love it.
What?
That's so sweet. Oh, do you think that is like overcompensating or something?
I think that's way
just, like,
too
weirdly
much.
Weirdly attached.
Yeah.
Wait,
and,
what
like,
do you
kind of possess? That feels odd. That feels so odd to me.
Oh, it's true that if I did it with my boyfriend, it'd be weird.
Yeah, if the background of your phone was just your boyfriend, a picture of your boyfriend.
Unless it's like a goofy.
The gay boyfriend.
My gay boyfriend.
Yeah, it can be your gay boyfriend, but it can't be your gay boyfriend. That's the rule.
Got it. Phone backgrounds, I think if it's your significant other, if they're doing like a stupid face or like it's a silly photo, I think it works. Oh, even then?
I don't know.
But both of you is...
Both of you make sense to me. That's like a picture...
But then you're on your own screen.
But it's like a picture of your relationship. I would have a picture of like... I mean, I don't because I have... What's it called?
Pantone.
Thank you. I have Pantone color of the year. But I would have a picture of like me and my like pod girlfriends together, like as just like a happy memory picture. But I wouldn't have a picture of just them.
Interesting. I've only had a photo of another person.
Who?
My dad and my niece.
Okay, that makes sense though. Uh-oh. Family to me is so different. Those are critical people.
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't think so.
I see right? your point.
If I had like a picture of my friend on my phone and then he saw it,
right?
He'd be like, why am I in your background?
Yeah, yeah. Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see like Dax and Aaron right. having right. that as his background.
Right.
I could see him having a picture of just Aaron, but that's like his own funny. I don't know. God, okay.
What if your partner has a photo of you and then you have a photo of like someone else? Does that create conflict?
Yeah, that's, it's weird.
Yeah, so you have to be on the same page, maybe.
I think just have pictures of your kids or Pantone.
Okay.
These are the options. Wait, what's on your phone?
I have a funny picture, yeah. And I usually do. Like, I had RBG before, you know, things got complicated with my relationship with her post-death, but but no, I like funny things.
Yeah.
I've seen some people put a photo of themselves when they were little.
Oh, that's
fun. I've seen
fun.
That as like a remember your inner child kind of thing.
Okay, so the gate boyfriend had some kids
on
it.
One of the first things he talks about, I'm like, are you traveling for work? He's like, I work in Seattle for a company that creates like devices so that we can help people who need heart surgery. And my mom,
oh my God,
like 2 days before went into that surgery, and he creates a device which would have avoided her surgery. It's like a CT scan that allows doctors to be able to not have to put their patients in and do a catheter and everything. And he was super passionate about it.
This is a meet cute. This is so sim.
It was very, very sim. But then I see the kid. He's being also like, he's not being super forward and like.
But he had just met you like 15
it's
minutes ago.
True. And we're on an airplane, which I've heard men now, because I asked Dean afterwards, he was like, I would never talk to a woman on air. Like, I just assume that women don't want to be talked to on airplanes.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That's a safe assumption. So anyway, talking about this thing, and I'm like, oh my God, my mom had it. And he was like super interested and in giving me advice for my mom. But then, I see the kid. And so at some point he says, I lived in Indiana. And I'm like, why did you live in Indiana? He's like, well, my ex-wife.
Okay.
And so that's a positive.
That
ding,
is
ding,
a
ding. Because maybe he has a new one, but chances are. There's no new one. When men mention their exes, it usually means that they're not in a relationship. I think, like, as a rule.
Huh.
It's a good way to, like, tell if someone is available or, like, single-ish.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And so then he's divorced, has 2 kids. We're going into it. His astrology. What's it like being a dad? But as the flight is progressing, we are both realizing this is a logistical impossibility.
Why?
First of all, he was like, how often do you come and travel to Seattle? I was like, never.
This is my first and last.
Like, I...
It's close, though.
I know, but he has 2 kids.
Oh, right.
He has joint custody. When he has their kids on the weekends, he's spending time with them.
Yeah.
And then he travels for work, saving people's hearts. It was so interesting because I could just tell there was definitely energy between us. But at the very end, I could just tell that we both were like, so great meeting you.
Oh,
and
wow.
And we didn't exchange phone numbers.
Then that's sort of a beautiful capsule moment.
Exactly. I kind of am happy with the way that it happened.
But you might, okay. It's just the beginning. Because that's how meet cutes work. Like, it's too boring of a story if that just was, like, the end and you guys are together now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be multiple parts.
He's probably going to Austin.
There's so many hearts in Austin
right.
that need saving.
I do know the hotel he's staying at in Beverly Hills. No, I won't do that. I won't do that. I won't go around Beverly Hills. And also, again, it had me thinking, because this is happening more and more. I'm noticing it a little bit as a little trend for my life. If we're dating people who are our age or like slightly older, chances are they have been in a long-term relationship or they were married. But if there's kids, it does ground someone in a city and it really limits.
It's non-negotiable. Except, okay, let me just paint a picture. I don't want to wish any ill on the wife, okay? Because she's probably great. But let's say... Okay, I know. This is good for everyone. The wife gets a job in Los Angeles, and it's a really important job, huge for her career. Big step up. She has a new podcast. She can't say no. And your gate boyfriend is really nice and wants the best for her. So he says, we're all moving to Los Angeles.
Wow.
And he also moves, and then where are you going to meet?
The Delta Lounge.
No, I know you want that so bad.
I do. I really do. I feel like that's where it's going to happen.
No, it's not at the Delta Lounge, because you're going to run into him here, and it'll be like, wait, aren't you in Seattle?
Oh.
And then he's like, no, actually, I moved.
I just moved.
What part of the city do you live in? Oh, I live right down the street. Oh, my God, I live in that building.
Okay, tiny.
Oh, you don't like that.
No, I love this story for us. The only issue is that his ex-wife does not work.
Yet.
That's true.
It's her first job in her whole life. She has to take it.
Okay, I love this.
I don't want you to wait for him, but let's not rule him out.
I know. It was nice that we were both realistic, but I like the idea that, I mean, that's everything everywhere, right? There's always multiple outcomes that we don't even know are going to happen.
Support for Synced comes from Needed. So as we know, because we've gone through some substantial fertility treatments, we understand the necessity of having the correct vitamins, nutrients, like the things that you need for ovarian support.
I wish we would have known that before. I think that was one of the biggest learnings of just not knowing that we should have been taking supplements to make sure that we have the best chance for the most amount of eggs.
Through pregnancy and postpartum, hormones are all over the place, which is where Needed comes in because it offers premium supplements for every stage and the egg quality, which is the whole thing. 95% of women in the prenatal stages have nutrient deficiencies. And you can be eating exactly right and doing everything right, but there's just some things that are out of your control. So you have to supplement. And they test every batch to ensure that it's safe, which is amazing because there's, you know, there's obviously fear around it. But it offers radically better nutrition for women from conception to pregnancy to new motherhood and beyond.
Head over to thisisneeded.com and use code SYNC for 20% off your first order. That's thisisneeded.com and use code SYNC for 20% off your first order.
Support for Synced comes from Curology. Okay, my Curology pack came, which is very exciting. It's actually unbelievable. Like, they'll send products, but they also create a prescription geared towards you.
Wow.
So it is pharmaceutical, like which I don't think I necessarily realize, which is amazing. Like, mine has three different prescription medications in one.
Wow.
They're going to like curate it exactly to you. It's like going to the dermatologist. Like, it's really cool.
Wow. But even better than the dermatologist. I feel like I've gone to a dermatologist and like you still get kind of the standard, you know, creams.
Yes.
But to have something that's made just for you.
Yeah. And it's not like you take this and then you take this and then you take this. Like, it's all in one.
Right.
Really, really cool.
For a limited time, you can get your first Curology skincare box for just $5 when you go to Curology.com/synced. Go to Curology.com/synced for this free offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/SYNCED. Trial is 30 days, applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only.
Do you want to hear a Everything Everywhere All at Once? Rip in the time-space continuum happened while we were in India.
Oh.
Dax, me, and one of the members from Gates Ventures were at lunch. And this couple comes in, this Indian couple comes in with this little girl. She was probably like 3 or 4-ish. She was so cute. She had these huge eyes.
Aww.
And she like walks in like really confident. She sits in her chair. It's like this tall, big grown-up chair, and she's just like sitting in it with her parents eating food. And her back was to us. We were staring at her because she was so cute. And then she turned to look at us, and she was like, "Hi, Dax," and then turned back over.
What?
She didn't speak English.
What?
It sounded like we all separately were like, "Did she just say hi, Dax?" And then I realized it was me.
Oh.
In another realm, in another life. Me. And I knew Dax.
Whoa. What was she wearing? Prada pants? Tiny little Prada pants.
She had a little microphone with her. It was a rip.
Did she have short legs?
Well, she was like 3 or 4. So
she did.
She would have loved if she had short legs, if she was me.
Right.
I wanted right. short legs.
That's right.
So that wasn't everything everywhere all at once.
Was that the first time that you saw yourself in someone or something?
Have you?
I've only seen other people in other people.
Okay.
You know, like my task rabbit was my grandfather.
Wait. I want to make fun of you, but I also, Kristen's dog Barb, who like really creeped me out. I did think part of my grandpa was in her and he was still alive at the time, but still something weird happened where some of him was in her. She would just like come up and stare at me, but she only had one eye.
Yeah. I've seen photos of Barb.
Yeah. I hated it, but I had a weird vibe feeling that my grandpa was in there. Okay. So your task rabbit was your grandpa?
Well, yes.
Did it look like your grandpa?
No. Not at all. He came over. He didn't speak English. So he was using this app to speak.
What was his ethnicity?
Ukrainian.
Okay.
So my grandparents are Hungarian. Like, it's not the same.
Right.
He was so gentle and so kind. Me and my roommate, the amount of things that we've brought him in to do. And he goes, these are not the screws. He'll like go out to Home Depot and buy what we need and then come back. He is so sweet. And the first time I met him, in the first 5 minutes, I didn't think anything of him. But there was this moment where we were like sort of looking at each other's eyes and using the app to speak. And I started like tearing up. My grandfather did do construction, like, you know, when he moved to Montreal. He obviously wasn't a task rabbit, but I feel like he would have been in this era. And he would have used an app to communicate in Hungarian. And anyway, so I feel very emotionally connected to him. Like every time he comes out, I'll like give him gifts. Like weird chocolate. Like for Valentine's Day, I gave him like, and I was like, is this?
Oh no.
But, you know, but
does
no.
he think you are in love with him?
I don't think so.
Chocolates on Valentine's Day is pretty romantic.
But he came around that time and he went and got a screw for me.
Thank you for my screw.
Thank you here's, for my screw. Yeah, there chocolates. Is some definitely.
Some sexual undertones.
But you know, that's it, I think. I don't think I've ever seen anyone in an animal. That's kind of cool, though.
I think it's nice to believe that about the task rabbit.
What do you think that is, though? That little girl in India, like, what do you think that?
I think she said something in Hindi. Like, I mean, if I'm being realistic and practical about it, yeah, she just said a word or some syllables of words that sounded exactly like and just happened to be like such a crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
But it's fun to believe that she's me in another life and that your grandpa is in your task rabbit and found you. Like there's something beautiful about people finding each other again. It's nice.
No, it's so special. Do you like have an inkling of you in a past life or like there's a version of you that's another race, another gender?
Not really. I've never felt connected, I don't think. I mean, there's jobs and things that I feel I would have been good at. Like there are routes in life I could have taken that I didn't take, but I don't feel like there's another world that I'm doing that necessarily.
What are the jobs? What would you do?
I feel like I could be a psychologist.
You could.
Like I enjoy that. So that would be a job that I would have enjoyed doing. An Orna. I would love to be an Orna.
I mean, you kind of are. We've talked about this. It's why like dating us is, you know,
too hard.
It's hard because we're just like, you'll end up sharing a lot more than you probably want to share.
Yeah, you get people to share stuff that's like maybe they didn't want.
It happened with my gay boyfriend, obviously.
What did he tell you?
He was like, again, like, oh, I'm a Pisces. Sorry to bring it back to him. You know, it's a big part
it's
of my life
boyfriend.
Right now. But yeah, he's like, I'm a Pisces. And I was like, oh, are you like a prototypical Pisces? And he's like, yeah. It's like water. I'm really calm. I was like, that's not fucking Pisces, man. Like
Pisces are not calm.
No, that's the
rough waters.
Yes, water signs in general do not equate being even keel. And so I was like, actually, Pisces are typically more emotional. And he was like, oh, I'm definitely not that. Like, and I was like, oh, like how, like, you know, and then he goes into like his father is Japanese, very reserved. And so he never talked about his feelings. And he had a female twin sister.
Ooh.
But she also never shared, like, even though she was a girl, they just grew up in a household where everyone was kind of keeping things under wraps. And then I, you know, I was like, so your rising sign is who you appear and your sign is who you actually are. So maybe actually you are very emotional. It's just that's not how you present. And he was like, oh.
And then he started crying?
He didn't cry, but he was like, I'm going to be thinking about that for a really long time. He was like, that's actually like really true.
What's his rising?
He would never know. I mean, he was the least Pisces man I've ever met. Like he was very matter of fact. He didn't come off as a Pisces. I mean, he's born on February 29th.
Oh my God, Leapling?
Exactly.
So limited a dish. He's like 10 or 11. Oh my God. I love that.
I know. It would have been, you know.
It's not over in yet. Another,
it's not over.
I don't think it's
Wait,
over yet.
Wait, do you have something with someone that you think it's not over yet?
Oh, that's a good question. There is one person. No, there's two people on Earth. One is such a stretch. Like, there was never a relationship with this person. I just liked this person a lot. They were in a relationship. This was many, many years ago. I think about him enough in life that I wonder if that will ever come back around. I mean, it's probably married.
Half of them don't work out.
And I don't follow him on Instagram, right? So I
don't
know what's going on. No.
How do you have the willpower to think about someone and then know that you have access to, like, a channel that is a portal into a lot of their lives and not go for it?
I like keeping him
mysterious.
Yeah. And I don't need to know too much about him. I think that might ruin it. Like, I like the place he holds. There's one other person who I had more of an actual connection to, who I sometimes wonder. But also, when I really think about him, I don't.
It's like a fantasy more than like an
it's
actual.
It's more like, oh, fuck. Like, should I have tried harder?
Oh, you know? I hate that.
Yeah. But then no. Like, when I really sit with it, it's like, well, no, he wasn't
Why
the person
do we
for me, but
do that?
Well, it's hard when people are good. Like, it really is. It's hard when people are nice and good and seemingly like a great partner. Then you second guess when you're out of that relationship because you're like, well, what the fuck am I hoping for? But you're hoping for a special chemistry. And just because people are great doesn't mean you have that.
I am so guilty of that. I want to know more about why we do that. I guess it's like, okay, you're telling yourself a story. It's giving you an illusion of control probably to be like, well, if I'd done this differently, then this would be. And it's like, no. But my mind will go to that a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I break that pathway and just think about something else? Okay, if there was a device.
Maybe your gay boyfriend will invent it.
I always hear gay now.
Maybe your gay boyfriend or my gay boyfriend will invent it. Jess. He's not so much an inventor, but that's okay.
Okay, what if you had a device? Because this happened on Love is Blind. Like, they gave each other bracelets where when they thought about the other person, it would buzz. If you had a device that allowed you to know whenever someone is thinking about you, would you want it?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. You would?
Am I crazy? I mean, not if, okay, look, I would get annoyed, but for a day,
no,
I would love it.
I wouldn't get annoyed. I would get paranoid if it wasn't going off. It would have such an impact on my self-esteem if it wasn't happening.
It would have a hold on you.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, if you go a day and you're like,
no one thought about me all day.
But that's impossible. That's the thing. Like,
I don't know.
I think about you every day, at least. Again, we think about a lot of things. We don't realize how many thoughts are going through our mind. Honestly, would be buzzing all the time.
It's like likes. Like, it would become a whole thing where you're like, 5 buzzes today, and then the next day, oh my gosh, only 2 buzzes. Those other people decided to stop. Like, it would become, I think it would become bad psychologically.
Like a Black Mirror. Wow. We shouldn't be talking about this because someone's
gonna
make
it. Wait, do they make it on Love is Blind?
Well, it's not reading your mind. He will like touch it and then it buzzes her. And then what's weird is that they got engaged to other people, or like she did, and they're still wearing it. And I'm like, what? Love is Blind is nuts. It's a wild ride. But I mean, it's a cute gift. Not to someone who's engaged to someone else, but if you're in a long distance thing or you're on a reality show where you can't see each other.
But don't you also think, let's say you have that with your gay boyfriend, okay?
Right, right.
And you guys are actually together. This is once everyone moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Then he goes on a trip for his hearts. Yeah. And you've been together like a year and a half now. It's not new. Are you going to be like, oh, fuck, I have to set an alarm reminder to send it to him because he's going to be upset if I don't send it. And now it's an obligation that I always have to send the little ding. I think this is too complex.
It can get dicey.
Yeah.
But then if you're in a fight And then you get a little buzz.
And you think, well, can't you, like, you just send a text?
I guess you can, but the little buzz is cuter. It's a way to break the... I love ways to break fights that are funny.
What's your best way? Farting?
If you can time that out where that happens... God, that's so great. Farts can make everything better.
Yeah, they bring a levity. Or, though, it can be aggressive. Like, oh my God, we're in the middle of something so serious and you've decided to fart right now? Yeah, I could see getting pissed about
that. I wonder if any divorces have, like, hinged on a fart.
I think so.
There's no way it hasn't. I'm not saying it's happened a lot, but it has happened.
Well, I know, like, okay, I know a couple, and one of the members farts a lot, mainly at night, and the other member is like, stop. It's like disrespectful because the other person just doesn't give a fuck, and it like smells and is annoying and loud, and this person has to just sit in this other person's stink.
Yeah.
And it can feel disrespectful or like just not conscientious. Just go into the other room. You don't even care that I have to sit in your stink.
But it's happening while he's sleeping?
No, I think they're awake.
So he's doing it like right.
Yeah, he just like doesn't care.
And the covers, it's like staying
there. I think a lot
of
people do that.
Really? We've talked about this, but like I've never gone to a point, well, not never. Two out of three, one relationship where he would fart all the time and like it was just funny and like,
did it smell?
No, and he would go to another, he wouldn't do it in my face. Like, he would be, like, kind about it. You're right, it's a respect.
Yes, there's
thing.
Respect involved.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we should get into some questions, but I did want to bring up one thing, just because it's on my mind, because I read it this morning. So David Ferrier, he has a newsletter, like you do. And did you read his Webworm today? He, like, wrote this story of his friend from a long time ago, his friend in New Zealand, or someone he worked with's roommate killed their neighbor.
Oh.
And he tells sort of this vague recollection of what happened.
And David knew?
Yeah. I guess his friend was at their apartment. Multiple people lived there. And one of them came in at like midnight, shaved his beard, and then washed, like did laundry. But if you don't know, you know, it's like,
who cares?
It could be anything. Yeah. And then, like, some sirens came, and for a week, no one knew anything, but they were, the neighbor was murdered, and somebody else was stabbed, and the roommate, they're watching TV together for this week.
Oh,
isn't this horrifying?
God.
And then he got arrested. I won't spoil, but people should read this. It's really, I don't know how I could, like, go on trusting anyone ever again.
Was this roommate a weird guy or like...
I mean, I think he was like nice enough, but in the Webworm, he talks a little bit about some of his idiosyncrasies and it is a little... It's only in retrospect though. Like everyone has little weirdo
stuff.
Things.
And why did he kill the neighbor? We don't know. They just got into an argument?
No, I think the neighbor often had like parties and he hated the noise.
The guy who killed him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
I mean, sometimes I get really annoyed at noise and I feel like I want to kill someone, but I don't.
Yeah, well, don't do it. Isn't that scary?
It's very scary. Do you ever think, okay, so we've talked about this.
About killing?
No!
I will be honest. I've never in my life had the inclination to kill.
I've never plotted a murder, like, or like thought about it as like a solution to any of my problems. But so many people get murdered that I think murderers don't think that they're going to be murderers.
Don't you think
they're just like us?
No. It depends, I guess, on the type of crime or the situation or what happens. But often, no. I mean, often people are like psychopaths or sociopaths. And they might not know that they're going to murder, but they're not like us. And then some people may find themselves in a situation, they might be more like us of where they do it. But that maybe feels more like self-defense or something.
Right, right.
Or like protecting a kid or something like that. But no, I don't think people who murder out of anger, I don't know, actually.
Okay, and if I came to you and I was like, I accidentally killed this guy, and like, would you—
Turn you in?
No. Like, how would you react? Would you just be like, you're fine? Because I feel like that's what I would do. I would be that, like, idiot, like— He, you know,
and he deserved it.
He deserved, like, it's not your fault. I would just try and help my friend. If my friend is you, like I know you're not a sociopath. I know you're not a bad person. And genuinely, like, you're going, like, you murdered someone. Like, that's tough. Being murdered is hard, but, like, also murdering is, like,
it's not great.
It's not a great place to be.
Yeah. I think I would say, okay, tell me what happened. Tell me everything that happened.
Yeah.
Then I guess we'd come up with some sort of a game plan. Okay, here's the truth. If I thought you had gone crazy something was going on mentally with you, where you were at this point like a threat to others, I would turn you in. Which probably doesn't feel good to hear. But if you're a threat to others, I have to. If you just killed your gate boyfriend in the heat of the moment because it was too passionate, or if he was trying to hurt you or something, like, that's the, it's not fine, but let's figure this out. Although I don't know what would we do if you killed someone? Would we just try to keep it quiet, or would go to the police and say, hey, I was attacked? Like, I almost think it's better to say I was attacked and in self-defense I did, like, is it, or is that naive?
Well, data shows that, like, women who are incarcerated, I think it's literally for murder, like, 90% of them were in self-defense. So that's where I'm also like, that's not safe. You know, if she's not white, if she's like, you know, it's just like, there's so many vulnerabilities. But that's a good question. Like, everything I would do, like, even your David's story, like, of, like, shaving your beard and doing laundry, like, I feel like I just know that from movies. I would just do what they do in movies. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Hide the evidence?
I know.
The blood?
But then it's like, you're going to get caught. So that's why I wonder if going at it head on is better. Because then you definitely seem super guilty if you get caught.
Yeah.
If you say, like, I was being attacked, this happened.
Yeah, how can you hide murder?
Exactly.
Did you ever watch Search Party? It's like all about that.
No, I didn't.
It's just, there's so many of all the
too
crimes.
Many things.
And just mess-wise.
Try not to.
Yeah.
If you can avoid it.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's do a couple questions. Yeah, I'd prefer if you didn't, because that will put us in a sticky situation.
I mean, I would, when I watch Succession and, like, there's a, not to, like, whatever, if people haven't watched it, it's too, you know.
Yeah, it's your
fault. Problem. But you feel for Kendall that he killed a guy.
But do you think that's the same? He was culpable, but it was an accident.
That's true.
Okay, so if you came to me and you were like, oh my God, that story. Like, I was drunk and I drove somebody and we drowned the car and they're dead. That's so hard.
I feel like we should have a moment of gratitude of the fact that, like, we both haven't murdered anybody.
Actually, for real, because I'm sure, by the way, there's listeners who have accidentally been in a situation where someone, I mean, I know people who've had car accidents and it was technically their fault. Car accidents are accidents, but people have died. And that, like, I have so much sympathy and empathy. And that is for the grace of God go I. Like, that could be any of us at any time. Oh, I'm really scared of it. I was thinking about it the other day because I was driving and this unhoused person was just crossing all the time.
Yeah.
They're obviously not well. And so they're not paying attention to any of the rules. And you're just driving and all of a sudden they're in the front of your car. It wouldn't be that hard to accidentally kill someone.
The same thing happened to Mateen, like on Sunset, like a busy street. This guy just walked in. It's tough.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's
so stay safe out there.
Stay
guys.
Safe. And also, like, life is brutal and like things do happen.
Right.
I feel anxious talking about this. Like, something bad's going to happen.
I know. I'm going to knock wood, too. Is that real wood?
Yeah, this is wood. It counts.
Great.
We are supported by Element.
Element is a zero-sugar electrolyte drink born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels that are 2 to 3 times government recommendations. And that's why we use Element to stay hydrated and healthy every day.
Hack, if you are throwing a bachelorette party, I've done this a couple of times where I make like little packs of like little care packages or whatever. And if you have to throw Element in there,
you
it
must.
Is a game changer. Multiple times I've done this and everyone's like, oh, thank God I had that.
It's the best. Every time I have a girl's weekend or any kind of, or even when I go to people's houses now, I'll just bring them Element. Like if we're going to do sauna, or we're going to do anything.
Yes.
And people love it.
Right now, Element is offering a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinklmnt.com/sync. This deal is only available through our link. You must go to drinklmnt.com/sync, S-Y-N-C. Oh my God. Okay. This is a great question already.
Okay, good.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Coworker stinks. I need help telling him nicely so I can talk to him about work without being overwhelmed by the smell. Madison.
Oh.
Hi, Monica and Liz. Questions on Synced is the highlight of my week, so I had to see if you have good advice for this awkward issue I'm having at work. My coworker has a smell. For the past 2 weeks, every time he comes to my office to ask me a question or work on something together, there's a strong scent coming from him. It is very overwhelmingly unpleasant, and I don't know how to politely let him know he needs to do some laundry or clean his sweaty shoes. This coworker is somewhat of a superior to me, but he isn't at the top. Though he is the same age as me, so we tend to talk about more than just work together. I would consider us more than coworkers. He's very friendly, and I would hate to make him feel bad, but the smell is too much. I thought it was an absence of deodorant for a while or an accidental fart here and there, but I notice the smell every day. I believe it's a smelly shoe or dirty laundry scent, but I don't know how to let him know that I can't handle the smell. Do I just put up with it and get distracted from work due to the smell, or kindly let him know without outright telling him he needs to be more clean? I also considered wearing a stronger perfume to mask the smell, but that would give me a headache. He shares a smaller office with someone else, and I can't figure out how she can put up with the smell. It wasn't this bad before, but lately it's all I can think about when he's around. Am I being rude, or is this a valid concern? Help me. Okay, I have friends who were in this position, and we discussed it a lot. What do they do about this?
And was it a friend that you also knew?
I didn't know the person that
the smell was coming from.
I did meet that person, and yes, there was a strong smell. It wasn't easier, but it was BO. Deodorant would have fixed it. So then we had talks like, do we get her like a gift basket for her birthday that has just a bunch of deodorants in it and sprays? I think ultimately they didn't do anything. Like, it's such a hard thing to do.
Especially since it's a superior, I think that's a real tricky, you don't want to jeopardize that. There is a power dynamic there. I also would want a second opinion because we've talked about the smell. Again, I'm not gaslighting you. I believe you that there's a smell, but maybe you do want to talk to the woman who shares an office with him just to corroborate the information before.
Because then it could be just like a pheromonal thing you're wondering.
Yeah.
But that's gossipy about a superior smell. And that is opening up a door that I don't know if is smart.
She could do it in a kind way. I think, again, there's a risk to everything. Obviously, the easiest thing to do would be to hold your breath when you're around him and not do anything so that you're not jeopardizing the relationship or like your job. But I would perhaps approach the woman in a and do it with the best intentions as you have laid out in this letter. Like, I feel like someone needs to tell him, but I, you know, do you smell it too? Like, and I would say it not, ew, like this is gross, but be like, if I had a smell like that, I would want someone to tell me. Am I imagining? I don't know. Is that too much? You think that's like, that's worse?
Well, what if she's like, I don't smell anything?
Then you have your answer.
But then you're in hot water.
You invent something. You're like, I have a weird, I got a nasal spray situation. I must be, thanks for telling me. That's crazy. I must have something going on with my nose. You make it about you.
Unless that person who shares the office is close to you, it's tricky. I think you can only talk about it with someone who is very, very trusted to get a second opinion. Or you could, me and you almost tested this once. You could go out for like work drinks and then invite some of your other friends or something. And then see if they smell
the smell.
Yeah. We tried to do
that
once.
We tried to.
It didn't work out.
There were other reasons. I can't believe we actually.
Well, because we were trying to decipher, is it actually a smell or is it the smell, our own smell issue? Here's the other thing. If it's not a deodorant thing, she thinks it might be a stinky shoe. A stinky shoe is that smelly? Is it like moldy? Because you know how some people, they don't dry the clothes all the way in the laundry. And then there is like a moldy smell.
Right.
And that is awful.
Disgusting. If it's shoes, it's actually kind of good.
Easy.
Literally, when he comes into your office or whatever, you go like, oh, what's that smell? Do you smell that? And then like start smelling and getting closer to his shoes. Say, I think it's coming from
No.
And then say like, I think it's your shoes. Do you smell it?
My God, Liz. In practicality, would you ever feel comfortable honestly being like, oh my gosh, I think it's your shoes. Like to their face?
To their shoe. Yeah, you get down on your, like, so that you're almost like being naive and being like, that's weird, as opposed to it having like an agenda. And then maybe they'll smell their own shoes and be like, oh my God, you're right.
Obviously, they don't smell it if they're walking around
terrifying.
Like that.
This is terrifying because I'm like, what if this was me? This is a good example. It was my sister, so I feel like she can do it. But I was at work and my sister was coming into town in New York and she came up to my desk and then she like hugged me and then she like pointed to her mouth and she was like, I think you should have gum. And like that was it. My sister is like the nicest fucking person. She said it in a really kind, like almost like just like, oh, you should have like a gum. Not like you have this problem. You're disgusting.
Right.
Almost like treating it like, oh, this is not what you actually, you normally,
you know,
I think there's just something you probably ate. Like these are shoes you never wear because you always smell good. But like right now it's, you're like groveling.
This is like an impossible question.
I think it's hard.
I think what you, speaking of gum, every time you're in his presence, you should just pop a mint. I don't think it's his breath, so I don't think I'm offering him. But sometimes to me, if I have like an Altoid, it's so strong that it's all I can smell. So then if you just cover up your own nose.
You know what they do when they go into like houses of like hoarders and like people's houses are a mess and maybe they haven't been taking care of themselves. They put Vicks.
Vapor rub
under their nose.
Exactly, menthol. Yeah, yes.
So you could do that.
As soon as he comes in, excuse me,
grabs the fix.
I think, okay, I feel like try 3 Altoids because that's strong, right?
A lot.
I know, you need it to be strong.
I feel like even one is too much for me.
Try enough so that it's like kind of overwhelming and that's all you can smell. And then if that is impossible to keep up. And also maybe try this thing with work drinks to see if it's just you. Because, there's a small part of me that worries, what if it's the food he eats or something? Because then there's nothing you can do.
Right.
That's maybe cultural.
Like, that went through my mind. And again, I'm assuming this is a white person. But yes, if it's anything that's,
could be,
you know,
cultural.
Could be different. Smells are subjective.
Yes. I wish we had a better answer. I hate to say it. I think it's like, you kind of have to suffer through it and try the Altoids. Try to like just keep some physical distance if you can and hope somebody else closer to him says something. It's somebody else's job.
There you go.
Sucks because you're the one suffering.
It's hard. There should be a word, you know, we use maybe there should be a bracelet. Someone like
dinging
smell. And then you don't know who told you, but you know that you're smelly right now. Are you paranoid about your smells?
Paranoid.
Yeah. I am too. I'm not saying everyone should be that way, but having a certain level of like checking yourself.
I'm extra. I'm so anxious about how I smell. I think also from childhood, like being so worried that there was going to be a smell that was going to like be repellent. I don't think that's great either, but
you could give him some cologne for Christmas.
But if it's like moldy, that's not going to help. It's got to be somebody else who tells him, though. It can't be a
coworker.
What if
you write a note, like an anonymous note?
No, because it might open up this like crazy investigation. And then he might go around to everyone and be like, who wrote this? Like, we don't know what things will lead to. Like the murders.
Like
you don't know what this one act could lead to.
But also not acting could also lead to many acts. Like maybe this guy's single and he's not, you know, he's showing up to dates with the smell and he doesn't know. And he's like, why aren't things working out? Again, I would want to know.
Okay, meeting halfway for you. Yeah. I think you could say, huh, what's that smell?
Yes.
Huh. Let it go though. Don't try to figure it out in the moment. Bring up the smell, but then let it go
let
so
it
that
go.
Maybe he's like, oh, is there one?
Oh, and that's
then
smart.
If somebody else later says something similar, then he might put pieces together.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't figure it out for him or tell him about the shoes, but I think it's okay to be like, what's that smell?
Do you smell that?
Huh. And then just let it go.
Let it go.
And then do your Altoids.
And leave them out. Leave little bits of evidence. Vicks vapor rub. There's something too about like the shoes being so gross that they're smelly. That's like, that's rough.
That's so intense. Like that means there's, it's like waterlogged with mold. And I kind of know what that smell
is.
There's someone I know who had that smell in high school. And it was really sad.
Oh.
It was so overwhelming. It was so bad. People talked about it. I think someone who was higher up in charge in a way, I'll say, like a teacher sort of, said something. I don't know how they did it.
That happened to me too in high school to a boy. But there was a racial component. I felt that it was very awful what happened to him. And I heard that a teacher had talked to the parents. The whole thing was one of the worst instances of bullying that
witnessed. Oh,
it was just like, it's awful. This is different.
I don't, now I'm like, don't sit. Just
don't, maybe don't, Vicks vapor
Altoids
rub.
Altoids and Vicks.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because it could be very sad.
It's true. We didn't consider that.
And now I'm only considering it based on this high school experience and now remembering the details of that person's life.
Right.
And as a kid, you're not thinking much of it. But as an adult, like, it's really sad.
That's true.
So I think you just have to suck it up, literally.
Get him new shoes. Last thing.
For Christmas.
That could be a fun gift. Again,
if you're like, close enough. It's like hard with a coworker.
Well, you could be like, I got this free gift.
Oh my God,
from
you always are. That's always your advice. Like, I got this free thing. Do you want it?
Is it?
Yeah, it was your advice for a skincare thing too. I got this for free. Do you want it?
Because then it's not like I went out and I bought this for you. It's like,
I actually think it's
this
smart.
Just happened to, I'm not going to use it. Do you want it? If it is a financial thing, then they can buy new shoes.
Yeah. I don't know if we did anything.
Can I put on the record, though, if I smell, no matter where it's coming from, I would really want you to tell me.
How do you want me to tell you if that happens?
I think you go, Liz, if it's a BO thing, like, I think you should take a shower. Being direct with me, it's coming from you. Like, it's not coming from, like, a random stranger that's just, like, being mean to me. Like,
right.
I would appreciate it.
I want the same.
You have no
smell. I've never smelled anything on you, ever. Just like I don't want you to murder, I'd also try not to smell because I don't want to be in the position to tell you.
Okay, so I will use that as a motivation.
Or we could come up with a word.
We could come up with a safe word.
But then it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You might as well just say like, I feel like there's a little
smell. And then we know what that means.
Okay.
My best friend, when we were growing up, she would take off her like shoes and it was like we were inside a cheese. And I would physically go like, whoa. And again, she knew it. And when the person knows it, it's fine.
Yes.
Like she'll be like, oh my God, sorry, my feet fucking stink. Like, you know, and then it's fine.
That could have been like a puberty thing because that's kind of common.
No, she still has it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
I would be so stressed.
Not really. Like,
wow.
She just knows.
Cool. I mean, it is much better. You're right. Because then they can just be like, oh, I know.
And that's great. When the person acknowledges, it's so nice.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh my God. This was stressful.
And some people love the bad smell. Like even someone's stinky smell, like will
if
be someone's
love
lovely.
To an extent. I think moldy.
Yeah, moldy.
Is probably no one's cup of tea. Although I can't speak for
that's
everyone.
That's true.
Okay, we spent a long time on this, but which we needed to.
We needed to.
So we've run out of time, unfortunately. Oh, there's some really good ones. My husband baby talks and I really don't like it.
Yes.
25-year-old female hasn't orgasmed yet.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so we're going to do those next week. That's a little cliffhanger for you. There's also many more. These are so good. Please keep writing in. Thank you so much for writing in. These questions are amazing.
So fun.
Okay, and then I'm going to see you in Austin.
In Texas, baby.
We're going to have a breakfast. We need to pick a place. Rob, where should we eat breakfast?
Yeah. I'll come back to you.
Okay, you'll come back to us.
Okay.
Maybe we'll take some pictures or something there.
Maybe we'll do a TikTok.
Oh my God.
Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe there's
when
an
in Texas.
Austin. Yeah, exactly. All right. Love you.
Love you too.